Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Happy Thanksgiving. A day early. We are the Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, as always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, November 22nd, 2021. I'm John Paul Flame. Joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
Morning. And Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to everybody. Hello.
Hello.
What a great time.
Is it a Thanksgiving Eve yet when it's the morning?
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
All day is Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as that clock hit 12:00 a.m. and flipped the next day, boom, Thanksgiving Eve.
Got the boys behind the glass, Matt and Matt. What's up, Valdez? What's up, Drabby?
Good morning.
Morning. Happy Turkey Day.
Are you guys traveling today? Anybody traveling today?
I'm heading back to my parents after the show's over.
Back to the Dina.
Heading up to the Dina.
I'm heading to Jersey. I know EB traditionally goes to Jersey, but used to leave like super early to beat the traffic. I'll be in the teeth of it.
Oh, you're leaving today?
But I would leave. Yeah, like Thanksgiving morning.
I'll probably leave 12:30.
Good luck.
You don't mind?
Best of luck to you.
The extra hour of traffic or whatever it is.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's just,
leave early the next day.
I'd rather just get there tonight, chill, have dinner there tonight. I don't know if we're going to go to church tomorrow, whatever the deal is.
It is.
Follow my brother's lead. It's all new traditions.
Yeah. It is what it is. Traffic, I mean, with the holidays.
Church on Thanksgiving is a thing?
Sure.
Really? This is a real thing.
It doesn't. My family, it's not. But yeah, sure. I'm sure some people do it. Yeah, but you're thankful. Probably a great day to go.
I mean, I guess I've never heard of people going to church on Thanksgiving.
It's not something I grew up.
I'm just leaving the option open. I know that I've done that in the past.
Sure,
I am going to my brother's place. Traditionally, we would do it at my mom's. Mm-hmm. That's no longer an option. So we're doing it at my brother's this time, and I'll just follow his lead.
I'll be honest. Church on Sunday is an alien enough concept to me at this point, let alone on Turkey Day.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
You may be right.
I'm just throwing it out there. I didn't know church going on Thanksgiving.
I just thought about it this morning because my wife was already packing last night. We're only going for a couple of days.
Sure.
And my little one was packing. She wants to stay for like 5 days because they have a little dog.
Right.
And she likes playing with the little dog. Mm-hmm. I was like, now we're going to be back on Friday night. But I started thinking about it. I was driving. I was like, do I need to bring a blazer? Do I have to go to like church? Because I was just going to wear jeans.
Yeah, just wear jeans and a button-down shirt. You're good.
Yeah, but sometimes people dress up on Thanksgiving.
I wouldn't know.
Couldn't tell you. You guys don't do that?
Dress up on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
I mean, I'll wear a button-down shirt.
Just
and
up
jeans.
A notch.
That's
I'm
right.
Not gonna, yeah. You're not going
to. Right, that's generally what I was preparing to do, but then in the back
up
of my mind.
A slight notch from the way right. I dress here.
So you won't wear a hoodie.
You're not going to wear your caps hoodie.
I won't wear a caps hoodie.
And no beanie. You're not
probably
wear a
not
beanie
a beanie. Yeah, I'll take the beanie off during Thanksgiving. Yeah.
You're not gonna sit down at dinner with your in-laws and have the beanie.
No.
You might even trim the beard.
A beard's been trimmed, courtesy of my man Jonathan. So it's so funny. He just reaches out to me because we have a text relationship, And he goes, you want me to clean you up before Thanksgiving? And I said, yep.
Oh, he's hustling.
Sign me up.
He's hustling for money.
Yeah. So
props. I've never heard of a barber doing that.
Perfectly for both parties.
I went into my barber the other day, my man, and he always says, Demetrios, and he always says, tell your audience, I can't do his accent, but you know, tell your audience, you know, on radio, come get a haircut, you know. Still charging me full.
Is your spot in the Inkton?
Yeah. Okay. Everybody knows it. I think it's called like Olympic Barbershop or whatever. Okay. And I hate going.
Right.
But I always go with a hat, right? And I just take the hat off and I go, just cut it short, please. Just because I don't know. I told you many times. I don't know the verbiage. I don't know if it's a two or a three or a one.
So they got to wet it first, right? If you have hat head.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
He might take. I don't even know.
Spray.
He might take a spray for a second. Right. He might.
Sounds like he's pretty old school. I don't think
he's as old school as could be. And he cuts my hair literally in 3 minutes.
You're not going to a salon.
Yeah, I mean, not
he's
a salon.
Full on barbershop.
Props to you guys. You guys have regulars.
I have a regular. But here's the key, and I kind of hoard him, but he cut it, and then you know how they always spin you around, and they go, and I go, no, I need a little more. And he goes, why? I go, I hate going to the barber. And he said, come on, man. I go, no, man. Listen, I'll hook you up. I hate coming here. Just, I need more off.
I tell them all the time to go short.
I hate that.
Yeah. I mean, usually I tell them short.
Because obviously their shtick is leave a little up so you'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm not into that. More, more, more.
Drab and I had a conversation about hair with a fellow coworker here at Odyssey before the show started. Drab claims that this person was shaving his head bald, like he was going bald, and now he's got, I don't know, he's got some miracle cure, and he's got dreadlocks.
Wow.
I don't know what's happening here.
Yeah, it's Todd from WPG's.
It is Todd.
WPG's guy in the mornings. And I was looking at his Instagram a few weeks ago, because it just popped up on my feed or something.
Yeah,
like
just that. Popped
and
up. You weren't like trolling
him or anything.
I actually
wanted to learn something about him, so I had something to say to him in the hallway.
Yeah.
I just say, hey, man, how you doing, bro?
I know, but I'm getting tired of
it. I actually introduced myself outside of the bathroom because I wanted to see what was doing with his hair about 30 minutes ago. Very nice guy.
And I looked at his Instagram, and he's got a bunch of pictures from him from a few years ago where he was shaving his head.
Yeah.
Like, looked like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Right? And now he's got dreadlocks to the middle of his back.
Yeah.
And I'm insulted as a bald man
that
he was shaving his head for the look of it.
Yeah. He was taunting the baldies.
Well, that's
what he was
TK
doing.
Kirkland claimed he was doing.
Yeah, I don't. That's spitting in our face. This is something like
this is a plight.
This is our burden.
Yeah.
And you're doing it for kicks.
Yeah, Drab. Yeah. You're keeping your hair short just because you like it.
Well, that's right. You could grow out like one dreadlock all the way down, right? Some tail or something.
A ponytail.
Yeah.
You'd be like Penn Jillette.
Yeah, like a roadie.
For bald
or something.
Guys, you can never rock a skullet. Yeah. You can't. You can't have the horseshoe and then have long hair like halfway down your back. It's a terrible look.
Oh, no. You look
just
like
can't.
Color. There's one porn star that I know that does that. Yeah, maybe there is. Just one, like, he's just the ugliest guy ever, but he has a talent, you know, bang.
Right. He has a specific skill set.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, he has a talent.
But he needs a haircut.
It? I don't know the guy's name.
Demetrios.
He's a monster. You know, he's some skinny guy with a skullet, long hair in the back. He actually has a talent where, you know, he's one of these countdown guys. You know what I mean?
That's a skill right there.
Yeah, dude, he's got a skill. He also does something. I'm going to just say this without getting graphic. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But he squeezes and then he releases whenever he wants. It's the grossest thing I've ever
seen. You know, kind of like a garden hose, how you put a kink in a garden hose?
Yeah, exactly. Like bending a garden hose.
And then you let it go,
and
then it just sprays water everywhere.
The director needs what he needs. Then he does his thing.
Hey, did you know that we're running ads for an expo?
I heard it yesterday.
No.
I remember the name of it. The Exotica Expo.
Correct.
So what is it? Is it something coming to be here in D.C.?
Yeah, at Dulles, at the Dulles Town Center.
I wonder where all the porno stars are staying.
I'll tell you.
Videos made there.
I listened to the ad. They're like, 200 stars, shows daily.
Jesse Jane will be there. Evan Stone will be there.
Those guys were in studio with us, right?
These guys are still going strong.
Hey. What else are you going to do?
Hey, they'd say the same things about us.
Right.
They'd say, those idiots on the radio are still on the radio.
Well, Chef, because you know Chef will be there.
Hey, women are free on Friday, December 3rd.
That's right. That's the promo they're running.
They don't have to pay admission.
Yeah, they get in free.
Is that right?
Because there are going to be so many women going to the Exotica Expo.
Well, I don't know. Like, why do they have a bunch of male porn stars out there signing autographs?
I don't know. I didn't know that exotic expos were a thing, but apparently it is.
You know what it's gonna attract intrigued. All the swingers.
I'm intrigued, especially out in Loudoun County, yeah. Dallas area.
All the White Rock donks.
They're wearing masks to it like Squid Game.
They need extra parking.
Have they reached out to promote Drab?
Well,
no, they're running ads.
No, I know they're running ads. I'm talking about guests.
Jesse Jane, come on the show.
Oh, no, well, see, yeah, because CK asked me if we wanted Stormy Daniels on the show, and I think she's going to be out there.
No, I said, she's disgusting.
She's been done. Yeah. We already know everything about her.
Yeah. But do they have any, like, young sillies?
Young sillies.
They're not as famous.
Right.
I mean,
up and comers, if you will.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to talk to you during a commercial break. There's actually a couple that I'm curious. I wonder if they're going.
Oh, really? A couple?
Yeah. No, there's a couple.
Oh, I thought you meant.
Yeah.
Oh,
a yeah, few.
That ad definitely.
No, like a couple. Like a man, wife.
I just know
boyfriend, girlfriend couple.
We're going to put an email in to CK to see if Bit Season can do a live broadcast.
Might as well.
Hey, why don't we book Tara Patrick and her husband, Evan Seinfeld?
I think they broke
from
up.
Years past. I know. Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's up. Going like 20
I know,
years past.
Played hoops at Arizona State, right?
Who?
Didn't Tara Patrick's husband play hoops at Arizona State?
Maybe her current husband. No, I'm talking about. You're getting mixed up.
I think it was Jessica Jane or one of those. Oh.
The dude what? I'm talking about,
Jesse.
Evan Seinfeld, was like the lead singer for Biohazard for like a metal band.
He's like a short, squatty guy with a million tattoos.
He's about this tall, but he's got a big dong.
Yeah.
My guess is they all have big dongs in the biz.
Reunite with Porno Dan. Is he still in the biz?
I guarantee you he's still in the biz.
I think he's knee deep in it.
You guys don't know? Of course he is.
I haven't followed him.
I don't follow him. He's ubiquitous.
Yeah.
I mean, he's anywhere. I mean, you know.
Porno Dan was a guy.
He's every thumbnail.
Yeah.
He was working, I think, at like Staples or something like that.
He was a listener of the show.
Yeah, right. And then he started a little side hustle.
That's quite a pivot, by the way.
Yeah.
Where he was having strippers, and then eventually he branched into movies, and he was kind of featured on our show for a couple years.
He's got a real famous genre called Blank a Fan. Okay.
Okay.
And so he'll have like three.
He created that?
Basically. He has a rotating batch, for lack of a better word,
right.
of chicks, of old porno stars.
Okay.
And then you have just some construction guy, you know, just some guy down on his luck, like Adam.
Okay.
And then, you know, he gets
charity bone?
Yeah, there's a charity bone for the three ex, you know,
by the way,
porno stars.
I'm sure Dan isn't popular. Porno Dan has 236,000 Twitter followers.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot.
No. He's a monster.
Guy was working at Staples and bringing in like a chick for our bikini contests back in the day.
Porno Dan, from what I could tell, as a viewer from afar, appears to be a monster in the industry.
Wow.
He's a titan.
He's a titan. Yeah. Yeah.
But he wasn't holding, if I remember.
Oh, no. He's got a cake.
Hey, props to him, though, for succeeding in that biz where I would say that's quite a detriment. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, do you think this is one of those Ricochet Rabbit segments that Ron gets sized for?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Wouldn't that be hilarious? I did want to ask him.
What if Ron ends up going?
I thought, for some reason yesterday when I was walking around, I thought about him complimenting, and I wish I had asked him, just give me one segment that you got a kick out of. Because you know that would have slayed us. If he said some inane argument that we had that he coach was listening to.
Right.
But next time we will. Next time we'll catch him off guard.
Ricochet Rabbit.
You're like, that Exotica segment, it got me on the way into the park.
Oh, got me intrigued. Yeah, you talk about the guy counting down backward.
I was trying to figure out the hose trick.
Yeah, right.
Hey, speaking of coaches, we have Coach LaViolette, Capitals head coach, joining us today at 7:40. We're moving a lot of things from later in the week to today because it is our last show of the week. Dave Richard will join us to talk some fantasy football. Ooh, it's kind of that critical time
as
the playoffs are approaching in the fantasy football world. So he'll join us at 8. We have John Feinstein at 9:00. And coming up next, our movie reviewer, entertainment reporter for Fox 5, Kevin McCarthy. here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Seven The Fan, we are live on NBC Sports Washington all year long celebrating our 25th anniversary presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. Of course, we put out weekly podcasts courtesy of PenFed when we look back at some of the greatest moments in Junkies history. Also,
once a month,
we do a Facebook Live, and Monday night, as we get ready for the Washington football team's matchup against the Seattle Seahawks, we will be doing a Facebook Live. So you want to tune in for that on Monday evening.
Very good.
So we're trying to track down Kevin, who is booked for this segment, but Drab just told me that he's not answering his phone. I will say that I did see King Richard over the weekend.
Okay.
First time I'd been to the movies in a couple of years, and it was awesome. And the movie was really, really good. I didn't have any expectations. I didn't even really know that much about it. Wasn't my first choice. I kind of wanted to see just a silly, fun movie. I almost would have rather seen the Bond movie, which is just, you know, a Mission Impossible type movie.
Sure.
But my wife wanted to see it, and Will Smith was mesmerizing as Richard Williams. He was really good.
Yeah.
Like, it's a,
looks like
it's a 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to win an Academy Award for it. Now, I haven't judged any other acting performances
right
out there.
No, you're
but he
not.
Was awesome.
I would be interested in that. But first, when you said King Richard, I thought it was some sort of old reference. I was like, no interest. But oh, about Richard Williams?
Right.
I'm all in. Yeah,
you don't
the
care
Williams
about
sisters?
Some old king in England from like the 1300s.
Yeah, what, like
what would
king
you care?
Henry
yeah, what would you care
like,
about
oh,
that?
No, and he just, like, from his posture to the way that his jaw was, like, you would think you see a movie with Will Smith, it's Will Smith. But he was Richard Williams.
He became him. Yeah, good.
I think we've tracked down Kevin.
Did Kevin review that movie?
No, so because he was on his cruise. So we'll get his review now.
Get a cruise review, too.
You can't go on a cruise and then skip your duties.
Papa Squeeze. Well, first of all, no, I have seen the film, and I even though I was on a cruise, I saw it a while back, and I apologize. I'm driving out in the middle of, I think I'm in Germantown this morning, and it's dark, and I got lost. So I have a live shot at 6:48 or whatever, and I think I'm
we'll
5 minutes
out
away
there
from my location. But yeah, sorry, I literally was lost on this.
So what
really
do you think
road.
Of King Richard?
Oh, okay, so King Richard, I thought Will Smith was phenomenal. The film itself is very good. I think Will is better than the movie itself. But to me, I feel like everybody's talking about Will Smith. Anjanue Ellis, who plays the mother, phenomenal performance. John Bernthal, one of the best performances of his career.
He was really good, and kind of in a funny way.
Who did he play?
He plays eventually. The Williams sisters get like a legit coach.
Okay.
They were shopping for a legit coach, moved from Compton to Florida, and he had to deal with Richard Williams.
Right.
And he just, it's a lot of like rolling your eyes, like, come on.
I have a question. Did the Williams family help participate in this?
They produced it.
Oh, they did. So,
yeah. Well,
so, okay. So Venus, it should be accurate.
Venus and Serena are yeah, they've been all over the promotion. They've been doing press for the movie. They're very
good.
Much behind it. Will Smith, I think what we're looking at here is a possible Oscar win for him. And I'll tell you why. I mean, I think the best performance of the year that I've seen so far from an actor is Andrew Garfield in Tick, Tick, Boom, which is a Netflix film that's playing right now about Jonathan Larson, the incredible artist who wrote Rent. But the reason why I think Will Smith will win the Oscar is because the Oscars tend to lead more towards career awards. So, like, if you look at a lot of the history of the Academy Awards, like Martin Scorsese, right? So he never won for Raging Bull or Mean Streets or Taxi Driver Goodfellas, but he ended up winning for The Departed. Denzel's a really good example of this as well. Denzel should have won for Malcolm X, but they gave it to him for Training Day. Now, he was amazing in Training Day, so he deserved it for it.
But he also won for Glory, by the way.
He won for Glory in a supporting role. So he didn't win his leading acting role until Training Day. So you see a lot of this in terms, like DiCaprio. DiCaprio's a great example. I love The Revenant, but I don't think it's the best performance of his career.
All right, so Kevin, you liked Denzel's performance. You liked the woman who played the wife. I mean, Will Smith's performance. You like the woman that played the wife. You like John Bernthal. What was your problem with the movie? Because I gave it a 5 out of 5. I really liked it.
No, I didn't have a problem with the movie, really. I gave it a 4.5 out of 5.
Okay. That's pretty strong.
Yeah, my rating on that film is it was just a solid, crowd pleasing film. I did not know. One of the things I did find fascinating about the story was the idea of correct me if I'm wrong. Because I haven't seen it for a few weeks. The first actual star is Venus, right? And then Serena's
yes.
kind of like right. And there's like this great scene.
She's older.
And there's a great scene later in the film where like Will Smith and Serena are talking, and he's like, "You're going to be the greatest in the world. That's why you're kind of like sidelined right now." And it's just a powerful sequence. I thought the kids did a phenomenal job. One of the actors who plays Venus, there's two actors who play Venus and Serena, Sanaya and Demi. I can't remember which one, but one of the actors is actually the opposite handed of the actual player. So the actor had to learn how to play tennis with the opposite hand of the hand they normally use. It's pretty wild. And I thought Tony Goldwyn was really well cast in the film as well. To me, it's a solid film. It's a crowd pleasing film. It's a film I'm glad I learned about. I didn't know a ton about it. And one of the things I found fascinating, which I think you guys would agree, is, you know, to me, the best part of this movie is the push-pull of you as an audience member going, is this guy pushing his kids too far? And then you realize, like, his past and his history and how much he cares about his daughters and how much he wants them to succeed and change the world.
But what's also good about the movie, without giving away too much, is they do show the dark side of him. It's maybe a small little reference about how he was as a husband and a father, but it is exposed in the movie. It's not just a puff piece saying our dad was the best.
That's good. You get to see all the sides. I think it's the way it should be
100%. And also, I also feel like the movie makes a strong case for the mother as well, Anjanue Ellis, because I think while it's called King Richard, there is a lot to be said about like how important and integral the mother was in that relationship as well. I mean, it's a phenomenal story. I mean, I do want to mention this because I haven't seen it in a while, but I remembered this just now. Here's what blew my mind. All those scenes where Will Smith's character, he's like filming video footage of Venus and Serena as they're kind of like coming up and like getting better and practicing. And there's all these like moments where Will's character is kind of like, trust me, you're going to be the best in the world. We got the next two Michael Jordans or whatever he says in the film. And then you watch the credits, every single aspect of what King Richard or Will Smith's character was saying to them was real. He had like this plan built out from the beginning and it came true. It just that blew my mind because it felt like, oh, that's just Hollywood.
Their interviews. Yeah. They referenced like old school interviews, and they even showed, you know, you'd watch the movie, and then when they showed the credits,
You saw the exact scenes from some of these interviews on 60 Minutes and things like that.
You would never get the same kind of cooperation, but it's a very similar story to Tiger's dad. I mean, Tiger's dad groomed Tiger in the exact same way and also had many, many flaws. Now, you've seen documentaries.
Other than they didn't necessarily grow up in Compton. Like, there was a little different twist there.
They didn't grow up in Compton, but, you know, middle class upbringing.
Right.
By the way, you guys will be proud of me. I don't have the audio yet, but I did an interview for this movie the other day called American Underdog, which is the movie about Kurt Warner. He was a phenomenal interview. I interviewed him and his wife, Brenda.
Yeah.
And Zach Levi plays him in the film. Awesome dude. But he gave me a great answer about Taylor Heineke and kind of like their similarities and their stories and like that whole idea of like the underdog element. I mean, their stories aren't that dissimilar. Once I finally can post the audio, I'll send it over to you guys. But like, it was interesting to hear Kurt was like super supportive of Heineke and like hopes he does well. And it was just cool to hear him talk about it because as you guys know, I mean, it's been awesome to watch Heineke in this underdog type of situation.
You're not watching him. You're not watching.
Yeah, you're a Ravens guy.
What are you talking
Actually,
about?
No, that's not true at all. I the other day, I watched the last 15, 20 minutes of the Panthers game where
impressive.
My that moment where that camera guy went over to that sign that said something about Cam on it and he was rolling it up. I was like, oh my God, that was so brutal. I felt bad for Cam Newton a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah, Evie felt really bad for Cam Newton, too.
All right, so you've got four movies to talk about, so let's get into it. What's the next best movie of the bunch that you saw?
All right, let's do a rapid fire here, because I have to find my live hit. House of Gucci. This is the new Ridley Scott film that comes out today. Today, the 24th? Yeah, wow. So this is a new film. Do you guys know this story? It's about Mauricio Gucci, Adam Driver.
Not at all. Do you think we know the story about Gucci?
Okay, well, it's a pretty wild story. So basically, Lady Gaga's character, Patrizia Gucci, marries into the family and essentially tries to run the family business through Adam Driver's character, who's an actual Gucci, Mauricio Gucci. Now, his father, Jeremy Irons, then you have Al Pacino playing Jeremy Irons' brother.
Some heavy hitters.
Oh, my God. Jared Leto is Paolo Gucci. I mean, Jared Leto is gone in this role. Like, it's one of the best performances I've seen.
Really? I read something this morning saying that they thought that his accent, his use of the accent, reminded him of Mario from Mario
Here's
Brothers.
Here's the headline. Yeah. Jared Leto's Super Mario Italian accent in House of Gucci mocked.
I disagree with that. I thought every scene he was in was incredible. I think Leto is one of the best actors of our time, and I think that he truly becomes these characters. The film itself, so Sir Ridley Scott directed this. The dude's 83 years old. He did this in The Last Duel in the same year, the Affleck Damon film. And it's just unbelievable. And now I interviewed him the other day. He's in the middle of prepping a Napoleon film right now with Joaquin Phoenix, and he's doing Gladiator 2. I mean, it's just unreal.
Well, if I were him, I would scrap Napoleon because nobody cares. Get cracking on Gladiator 2.
Oh, he's already working on it, man.
Okay.
He's working on Gladiator 2.
That would be my advice to Sir Ridley Scott.
Yeah, well, I will get that along to him. If anybody's interested, I do a film podcast called Real Blend, which is R-E-E-L, Blend, and we're having him on our show Friday. It's a pretty wild interview. We cover his entire career from Alien to Gladiator to Martian to Gucci.
He's pretty happy at Millennials for not going to see Last Duel. He basically blamed them because they didn't read about it on their cell phones, so they wouldn't go see it in the theater.
He's definitely bitter man.
Ridley Scott is what he is.
Ridley Scott. All right, so real fast, Gucci, I gave a 4 out of 5. To me, it's the middle section, the middle, like, there's like a chunk about 20, 25 minutes that I think could have been easily cut out and it wouldn't have changed anything. So to me, like, when I'm watching a film, there's a momentum, and then when you feel it slow down and then it speeds back up, it's like, you know, the movie gets great again. But I do think the script is not as good as the performances, and I think that the editing could have been done slightly better, but it is a solid effort. I think Duel was a better movie, but I think Gucci is a more enjoyable film. It's actually surprisingly entertaining, even though how dark the story is. But it's a pretty wild story. I think you guys would totally dig House of Gucci.
All right, it's so like, we got like 2 minutes because you've got your TV hit coming up and we got to go to break. You saw Ghostbusters. That can't be good. And the Belfast movie.
Yeah, Ghostbusters Afterlife. Here's the thing. The first hour 10, I was 5 out of 5. I was 10 years old again. It was awesome. Like, this is Jason Reitman. This is the Ivan Reitman directed the first two Ghostbusters. His son is now taking over and doing this film. And he's continuing the story. My problem with the film is the last act. I won't go into why. But I found a particular element of the last act to be, it just didn't work for me emotionally. And I don't know, the movie kind of just fell off after the third act for me.
All right, so what'd you give it?
Audiences are loving it. I'm in the three out of five range for that film. I think it's a solid film. I just did not love it. But I do believe that audiences are absolutely loving the film.
All right. So we got a minute. Belfast.
So Belfast is, this is a new film directed by Sir Kenneth Branagh. I'm telling you right now, guys, this is one of the best films I've seen in a long time.
I think you talked about this. This is kind of about the actor's life as a kid, right?
Yeah. So Kenneth Branagh. It's based around his childhood growing up in Belfast, but it's centered in the true story of the tumultuous times in the late '60s, the Protestants and the Catholics, and it's just a beautiful film, pure magic. It's 95 minutes. Jamie Dornan's amazing in it. Judi Dench. Kieran Hines. It is just such a powerful, purely magical story that I absolutely loved. This movie is a 5 out of 5. It's one of my favorite movies of the year. I really, truly believe that everyone should see this film. I think you'll walk out feeling uplifted. Yet it is a heartbreaking story in a lot of aspects. It's about a family trying to leave Belfast and get their kids out. But it really does a beautiful job of like remembering that time, but also celebrating movies. And it's just an amazing film. 5 out of 5, no question.
All right, Kevin. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. I love you guys. I'm sorry for being a couple minutes late. I'm just
all
lost
good.
In the middle
all
of
good.
Town.
All have good.
Have a great
man.
Thanksgiving,
Happy
buddy.
Turkey Day, my friend.
Love
how
you guys.
How many texts will he send to Drab?
Apologizing.
Valdez apologizing for 2 minutes late.
Yeah, he doesn't need to.
It's okay.
All right, so 5 out of 5 for Belfast, 4.5 for King Richard, 4 for House of Gucci, 3 for Ghostbusters, which is like a negative review from Ghostbusters after.
If you're a grown ass man and you go to Ghostbusters,
that's the one you bring your kids to. That's your shield if you're actually into it and want to go see it yourself.
All right, remember, we got Coach Peter LaViolette from your Capitals joining us at 7:40. We'll talk fantasy football at 8 with Dave Richard here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget Pierre LaViolette, head coach of your Washington Capitals, on the show in just about an hour, 7:40 he'll join us. And Dave Richard coming up at 8. He'll give you that fantasy football advice that you need heading into the long weekend.
You can do the DC double dip tonight, Cakes.
Oh.
Believe you got Caps in action.
Yep. Caps
and
are playing
have
Montreal.
Wizards in action.
Wiz, are the Wiz at the Pellies?
Pellies.
Mm.
That's a bounce back spot.
Should be a bounce back spot for them. Though the Pellies did give them some trouble, I want to say last week, before they rallied and beat them here at Capital One.
Pellies are 3-16.
The Pellies are god awful. And no Zion anytime soon, from the sound of it, from his injury.
So, and Montreal's pretty good? Or no, they're terrible.
No, Montreal's god-awful, too. So maybe you bet on both of the home squads
tonight. DC double dip.
By the way, I have my tingle.
Ooh.
I have my tingle has come to me. But
ooh.
I think it's too early to give it now. I think
can we give it a specific time?
Just need to let everybody know.
This one, you feel this is a rock-solid winner.
Like Kylie Wong, I feel it in my bones from the old school.
Brad, what do you think? What time?
Dengue fever spot.
I put on the rundown a turkey parlay for us.
Ah,
so we can
okay.
save it for the end of the show. When
sure.
We're
yeah. So before this show is done, you will have my turkey day tingle.
So it's for Thanksgiving Day.
It's one of the games on
and
Thanksgiving Day,
it's one
yes.
that we can definitely fade.
I mean, you can fade it.
You act like yeah. we would. The entire DC area that listens to the show is going to fade.
Fade the pick.
Yeah,
that's the whole premise.
After you're done stuffing your belly, you'll stuff your wallet.
Oh yeah, you'll stuff your online account with a bunch of cash.
You feel strong about it.
I feel very strongly
about
it.
All right, so that's coming up at 9:40 today.
Did you see some trend?
No. Just tingle.
Pure tingle.
gotta ride the tingle.
Did you look at like the total or whatever before you bet it? Or did you just say, I'm just going over whatever it is or whatever? You know what I mean?
No, I looked at that afterwards. I have a vibe. I've got a strong inner vibe about this game.
All right. Good.
So we talked about your Thanksgiving dilemma, Cakes, and that was that you're eventually going to have to take over the responsibilities, and you don't really want to do
it's
that. Right now,
that way,
you just do the dishes at your in-laws.
I like doing the dishes, maybe bringing a side dish or two. That's pretty much it. And cleanup duty.
This is the least least surprising poll I've ever seen.
Okay.
According to YouGov, men are more than twice as likely as women to do none of the Thanksgiving cooking and cleaning.
Oh, yeah, it's not shocking at all. Now, if you do none of it, I think you're a sloth. I mean, you can't help clean up.
I'll raise my hand. I might put away some plates.
You gotta do something.
To help with some mild putting stuff
you
away.
You can't just be a 100% full on taker.
I mean,
I usually glom
on to what my wife would prepare
right.
when we would go over to my mom's.
Okay.
Which used to be some sort of a salad
taking.
And something else. Yeah. But usually I just show up.
Right.
And now I'm going to show up in New Jersey.
I'm largely a taker.
I'm pretty much in that camp, too. That's where I would plant my flag. But I've got to do something. Or else I just feel like just a big old leech.
I mean, it's a new tradition this year. But what do you want me to do? I'm going to New Jersey. Going to my brother's.
Oh, I don't know. But
we're going to show up.
Here's what I would do if I were you. This is the minimum.
Does nothing.
If one of my brothers, if I was hosting, showed up to my house for a big holiday meal and then just sat on the couch and didn't help
insulting.
At all, did not lift a finger.
Here's the minimum you should
I
do.
Would be so bitter.
If I were you.
What could he do then?
He should be offering to help.
Like, do what?
Bring a side, bring wine.
Well, no, we might. Okay, but that's not doing anything.
No, I'm talking about helping clean up, helping do the dishes. You have to do that. You have to offer.
Something.
You can't let the host scrub dishes for an hour.
You play bartender.
But usually there's a team of people,
right?
And you can dodge it.
But you have to fake like you're going to do it. It's like yeah. when you fake pay for something, when you pull out your wallet, but you really right. don't want to pull out your right. wallet.
I think I'm the ultimate taker because I'll go and pretty much just take, eat, drink.
Thanksgiving.
And then I'll go drop a deuce in your toilet right. at the end of it.
And haven't you found a separate TV too, like when you were doing the New Jersey bit, because none of them were into football? There's like 20, I just picture a bunch of cousins.
Yeah. Like you want to watch the game in peace.
No, I just put the volume on really loud and drown out everyone's Thanksgiving.
Right. The time when people are getting together, like they haven't seen each other for a year. Getting together to talk and catch up.
It's the international sign of I don't want to talk to you.
Right.
Yeah.
You just want to hear Joe Buck and Troy Aikman just scream at you.
I just crank it up. Take over.
Yeah, it's the only week. It's the only week of the NFL season that Eric's into other teams.
Right. That's a good point. True.
But you're not doing the Jersey Cousins bit this year.
No, but just be at my in-laws.
But and I'm guessing that when you've gone to Jersey, I'm basically going to take the role of EB. You show up.
Right.
And then when they tell you it's time to eat, you eat. Generally. What else am I supposed to do?
I'm supposed to try and help them make pumpkin bread or something?
At a minimum, like Valdez said, you bring like two bottles. You bring a bottle of red. You bring a bottle of white.
Well, your wife organizes that. Whatever it is,
right?
You can go to a beer and a wine store. Yeah, take I usually don't bring liquor.
I usually don't bring. Like, my wife brings food, and I'll help bring the cooler in.
You can lead the prayer or thanks.
Right,
right. You can do grace. That doesn't count. There's no effort involved in that.
And then I help, throw some stuff away. You know, when it's all done.
Right.
And talk to people during appetizer. We have an appetizer time normally. Yeah. We just sit around and
appetizer. Oh, you have an appy hour? Delicious.
Yeah, yeah, everyone chats. And then
give me two or three of the top apps that are served.
Pizza dip.
That sounds delicious.
Pizza dip, crab
now,
dip.
Now, pizza dip, is that, do you put like pita bread in it or like Fritos?
No, scoops.
Fritos scoops?
Tostitos scoops.
Tostitos scoops. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
Do you know, have you ever had pizza dip before?
I might have had it once.
It's LA.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah. Imagine like a pie.
Yeah.
And then it's like sour cream, cream cheese, pepperoni.
Mozzarella.
You might not like it. Yeah. It's heated.
Yeah, there's a lot of cheese in it.
It's a lot of cheese.
I think I can get past it.
EB's dream.
It's not a block of cheese.
If it's melted, then I'm good. Yeah, I mean, you bake it.
If it's melted, I'm generally good.
Dip it in there, and it literally goes in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then Valdez would be surprised. Then the second seed is the crab dip.
Very good.
That'll go second.
Yeah, he argues that would be the one seed for him,
of course. That's devoured.
Yeah.
And then we get people head over to the charcuterie board, and people just pummel all the meats and cheeses.
Yeah, delicious.
Yeah.
So good.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty amazing Thanksgiving. I mean, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I know that'd be blasphemous to my mother.
It's a pretty good one. It's pretty solid.
It's a very underrated holiday.
It's an amazing holiday.
Is Cakes going to make a charcuterie board tomorrow?
I don't think I'm going to do that because I have yet to start preparing, and I am not going to
put a picture on Instagram. Or you put a picture?
No. Probably wouldn't do that either. But I am not going to pull the move of, hey, it's the day before Thanksgiving. I think I'll go to the grocery store. Do you know what the grocery store is going to look like today?
Mob scene.
Stay a million miles away.
I had to go yesterday.
You can't go.
I had to go yesterday. You can't. My wife and me go, and I tilted her because I said I'm going to nap first. And then, then I had to put the list in order. And
yeah.
But I went at around 2 o'clock and it wasn't too
bad.
I went yesterday around
1 or 2 and it wasn't as bad. Now, when I went in there, all I did was just go get the stuff I needed.
Right.
And get out.
And then got out immediately.
Yeah. I think it's been like the entire week leading up to Thanksgiving. Everything's just super busy. There's just hustle and bustle, a billion cars everywhere at the grocery stores. Just try to avoid them at all costs.
Only thing I couldn't find was the mini pepperonis. Yeah.
Those are delicious.
I had to settle for the large pepperonis.
So by avoiding the grocery stores, I had Mama Lucia last night, and it was so good. And I did not have mini pepperonis. I had the big pepperonis on the pizza.
So you had pizza. Did you get any pasta or anything from Mama Lucia?
My wife had pasta. I had a pizza.
Did you see our guy that calls into the show from Mama Lucia?
No, I didn't see him.
He's from the desert.
He's like Dave in Rockville or something.
He doesn't hang out of the old town, Mama Lucia.
No. He's always looking for a free plug.
Didn't he give Ovi a bunch of Italian food one time, made the news?
The guy's the king of free pub.
Did you do takeout?
Takeout.
You never eat in the spot. Huh?
Rarely. My ratio for Mama Lucia specifically, takeout to dine in, 80-20.
That's actually a dine-in spot. You could dine in.
Yeah,
there.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it depends on which Mama Lucia. Like some of them are dressed up a little nicer.
You could sit down.
So I ordered it, and it's because I think it's buy one, you get your second pizza for like $3. So I gave him a silly $6 tip.
Nice.
I felt a little generous because I didn't have to pay full freight for the second pizza.
Oh, you know what we have to do today? Today's the last day that we're going to see our parking crew from Homewood Suites.
Oh, today is?
I told them I was going to pay them. Well, there's a new parking service coming
in. If today's the last day, then the only thing I can tip them with is like a free Frosty coupon. Because I don't have a hundy in my pocket right now.
No, I just don't. It's Tuesday's the last day, the 30th.
I thought they told me it was this weekend.
Well, then I'm good. They'll be good.
I thought they were done on Friday.
I don't know.
They told me the 30th.
Can I say this? Part of me was secretly hoping that when we came in today, Valdez and Drabby would have taken the late hint and dressed up the studio and we would have had a feast. I'm not kidding.
Feast is ruined.
I had 10%. I knew that 90% wasn't going to happen, but I had 10% sweat. You know, like we showed up one day and you guys were like in your caddy outfits.
Right.
And,
you know, you want to dress like pilgrims.
I had a 10% sweat that we were going to come in here and we're going to have that crab feast that we alluded to yesterday.
Yeah, just don't think it's happening.
There was 10% sweat.
Now, Valdez did create an amazing looking dessert if you wanted some of that. You care to explain it? Detail it?
Drab was asking me about something to bring for Thanksgiving. I told him dessert. And I told him how I made this silly cinnamon roll cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
And then he talked about how amazing it looked. And I told him I'd make it for him. And I brought it in today for him.
Nice. All right. Did you sample it yet? Or are we going to sample it on the show?
We're going to sample it on the show if you guys want it. But if you don't want it, I'm going to take it to my in-laws tomorrow.
Here's the big thing.
Yeah.
You would rather do that?
I don't care.
Now, you could have the best of both worlds where we cut a piece
sliver
or two, and then you bring the rest.
No,
out.
You can't.
No, that is so numb. That is so
numb. That's like that listener.
You're gonna bring a half-y pie.
Like the listener that brought us the cherry pie.
I know it's not the greatest idea. I'm trying
to
be a problem solver.
Why don't you just go to Boston Market here?
I know.
I don't want to call him out, but you remember the guy that brought us the cherry pie?
Yes, I remember.
Kevin.
You called him out.
You know what I want to do? I want to take the cherry pie and smash it against the wall.
Well, you know what you could do is you just cut out the slices and then arrange them.
Right.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, you could turn eight. See the gap.
Yeah, you could turn eight into six.
Yeah.
Dress it up a little bit.
I think I'm frozen.
I'm intrigued. I'd like a little taste. Sorry, Drab. I know you want to have perfect pie.
Generally, don't like cheesecake, but it looks so good. I'd be willing to
try it. I'm into dessert.
I'd be willing to try a forkful.
Yep. All right. Coming up next,
that's it.
We'll preview Washington's upcoming game several days early as we hit the Skins here on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.